30 seconds after 9 o'clock here on KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I'm Philip Muldery with Andrea Lewis. If you're tuning in for Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, there is no Democracy Now! This morning, as there are ongoing negotiations going on between the Pacifica Foundation's executive director and staff and the staff of Democracy Now! About the future of that program. And we're going to spend the whole next hour discussing this. What is being put up on the satellite by Pacifica higher-ups is a repeat of a previous program of Democracy Now! And we are joined right now by two people very informed about this controversy. Dan Coughlin, former director of Pacifica National News and now one of the leaders of the Pacifica campaign attempting to take back this institution from the board majority. Dan Coughlin speaking to us from, are you in Washington or New York, Dan?
I'm in New York this today, Philip.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.
On the other line is Tomas Moran, who is one of the members of the board of directors of the Pacifica Foundation. He is in the minority with five people in the minority against the six who are in the majority who are calling the shots these days. But with any luck, and we have our fingers crossed, Tomas, you're going to be in the majority in a real in the near future. Let's put it that way. Good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that all the good work you've both been doing, and and this crisis just goes on and on. Dan Coughlin, bring us up to speed on what has happened with regard to Democracy Now! The negotiations continue between, as I said, the powers that be and Amy Goodman and the folks at Democracy Now! And consequently, we're not going to be speaking with either of those groups as they are currently in negotiations. What do you know about what's going on?
Well, Philip, as you know, the Democracy Now! Production team, which includes not just Amy, but two Democracy Now! Producers and an engineer, are demanding a safe work environment. On Friday, Amy was accosted by the WBAI general manager and physically shoved. And for her and for the Democracy Now! Team, this was the last straw in an ongoing series of harassments and defamations against the Democracy Now! Team, ranging from threats against the Democracy Now! Engineer to have his legs broken to a whole series of on-air and off-air attacks targeting the Democracy Now! team in general and Amy in particular. And so that incident on Friday was the last straw for the Democracy Now! Team. There was another incident just a few days ago on Monday of WBAI staffers breaking into her office and harassing the Democracy Now! Team, and Democracy Now! Then was produced on Tuesday from a remote location, a safe and secure location, and from then onwards, Democracy Now! Has been in negotiations with Pacifica National Program Director Steve Yasko and Pacifica attorney Larry Drabkin from the L.A. firm of Mitchell, Silverberg, and Knopp. Basically, what has happened is that Pacifica did issue a discipline against Amy on Tuesday, a letter of insubordination for Amy and the Democracy Now! Team wanting a safe and secure work environment. And since then, they've been in negotiations. As I understand it, the issues really are focused on how, in fact, under what conditions Democracy Now! Can go back to WBAI, which your listeners may be aware there's a whole series of firings and bannings that has occurred at the station since December of last year, since the so-called Christmas coup, and a very hostile work environment exists in the station for many producers and staff, especially those who are critics of the present Pacifica management. So that's where we stand right now. Amy is demanding, and the Democracy Now! Team are demanding, a safe and secure work environment, while Pacifica is demanding that Democracy Now! Return to produce this show at WBAI.
And we've received a word from our acting station manager here, Jim Bennett, that the latest news from AMI is that they are continuing to negotiate and that there will be no new Democracy Now! Programs until an agreement is reached. So turning to you, Tomas Moran of the Pacifica National Board, one of the questions I always have is when you talk to listeners of KPFA and Pacifica, they are all so proud and love and depend on Democracy Now! What is the discussion, what has been the discussion among board members on the value of Democracy Now! To the Pacifica Network at the meetings you've attended, if there has been any discussion?
Well, Andrea, the attitude varies, I think, across the members of the board. I think everybody recognizes that that Democracy Now! Has been the lead show on Pacifica nationally right now for a long time, and deservedly so. They have really put together an incredible team and a very professional team at pursuing stories that are relevant to the kind of mission that Pacifica has, and they've proven time and time again that they can deliver shows that are relevant, that are insightful questions, reaching out to cover really topics around the globe on issues that are very, very relevant to the listeners of Pacifica. Everybody recognizes that. I think that the difficulty is that there's been an ideological break in the past within the board, and I think that when people start dealing with ideology, we forget about what is it that we're really trying to do with this network and with this radio station. And instead of talking about the merits of this, people begin talking about whether they think that that the staff needs to follow certain arbitrary rules and so forth. And we get off topic in terms of understanding, at least my perception, that the best thing that not only management but also a board can do is to create an environment that is conducive to the kind of journalism that Democracy Now! Has been doing, and to basically get out of the way. We need to understand that people out there are respectful of Democracy Now! This is not just the listeners. I get, as you can imagine, hundreds of emails, mm-hmm. and sometimes into the thousands as these threats have gone up and down. And they're not just from regular listeners, many from regular listeners that are writing individual letters saying how much they value this program in terms of their daily lives, what it does for them and their activism, their sense of connection to the world and to the issues that are relevant to them, but also from people that are journalists themselves, people that respect the work that Amy Goodman and her crew do. And that they use the program as a source and as a way to listen for topics that the mainstream media is not covering. Well, that's the heart of what Pacifica was meant to do, mm-hmm. bring out a voice that was not there before. And the fact that other professionals in the industry are so respectful of her work is a signal to me that we should be paying attention to that. And I hope that we can move, and that, you know, if Pacifica management is listening to this, and I hope that we find a way to back off from this crisis to allow certainly a safe environment for all should be a given. And we had been at the board receiving daily memoranda from Amy, directed at the board and at Bessie, directed at Bessie, copied to the board, talking about the events that led the first few days ago up to the tensions that precipitated her seeking to broadcast from an outside studio for her own and her staff's safety. And that is the kind of situation that I would hope that a board that is not ideological, but a credible board, would pay attention to and decide that it needs to come in and help management, if management is not able to solve this on its own, to help management understand the priorities of our network and to work this through. So I and other dissident board members have been trying to communicate with the executive director and with the acting chair of the board to remind them that we have a, and not only a fiduciary duty to watch out for the assets of the network, and the assets in this case include the value that Democracy Now! And its program bring to our network,
mm-hmm.
and the loyalty and dedication of the listeners that are clearly committed to programming like this. And also the fiduciary offices have a responsibility to look at upper management, and where upper management is unable to reflect the kind negotiation and work that we need to de-escalate this type of problem, we need to help in. I'm hoping that a way is found to de-escalate the situation, not only de-escalate it, but to put it in a place that it creates truly a safe environment for Democracy Now!, and that the board can move to a credible board. I think that that's the only other aspect of it that I'm working on. I'm trying to help the board understand that we need a majority board that is credible with the very outraged listeners, with the staffs of the stations, to help bring this crisis to, if not to a complete resolution, to start moving into a healing environment for this crisis. And that's something that credibility with the listeners is going to play a big, big role in. And I'm afraid that that currently doesn't exist. But I think that we're close to a place where we might find some formula, hopefully, to get to a credible board.
Tomas Moran, again, one of the minority five board members of the Pacifica National Board. And when Tomas refers to Pacifica top management, he's referring to Bessie Wash, who's executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, Stephen Yasko, who is national program director of the Pacifica Foundation, and who claims to be Amy Goodman's direct boss, and Larry Drabkin, who is an attorney, a labor lawyer who works for management in labor disputes, and has been brought in to this particular dispute as well.
Philip, can I just add one thing?
Go ahead.
Which I think is very important
for
listeners to understand. That is, at the very highest levels of Pacifica, there is being whipped up a frenzy against Amy and the Democracy Now! Team, blaming her for the entire Pacifica crisis. The WBAI general manager, Utrice Lead, goes on the air for literally hours that we have heard in the WBAI listening area, claiming that Amy is a Svengali who has orchestrated the entire Pacifica crisis, presumably including the march of 10,000 to 15,000 people in the East Bay in the summer of 1999, through to the four lawsuits that are now in Alameda Superior Court, to the crisis at PNN and the work of the Free Speech Radio News. They go on the air and they say this. Pacifica management, they call her a criminal, a saboteur, a white supremacist, and that they claim that she defecates and vomits.
This is actual wording, right, Dan?
This is actual wording. It's reproduced in New York area newspapers, in Newsday. There's articles on how Amy defecates on the air. There is in Alameda Superior Court just several weeks ago, Pacifica's attorneys went to Judge Sabro and said that Amy led a demonstration against Pacifica board member Andrea Sisco in Maine on July 9th, and that she's responsible for a campaign of extortion and terrorism. This is what the Pacifica managers and board are saying about Amy, as well as others. But this is complete lies. Completely false. They perjure themselves in front of a judge and claim that Amy leads a demonstration in Maine. And this is the kind of defamation that we're talking about, the kind of campaign of hate and vilification that Amy has to live through every day, going into the office, hearing it on the air. And this is why her and the Democracy Now! Team have said enough is enough. And this is being perpetrated by the so-called professionalizers at the Pacifica board. What they should do is resign now, because they are dragging this network into a national disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
But always they have to blame the others. And it's time what we are saying in the Pacifica campaign, and tens of thousands of listeners around the country are saying, with one clear voice, we have voted with our dollars, we have voted with our feet, we're saying time for new leadership at the network. It's not a radical demand. We're asking for responsible leadership dedicated to Pacifica's mission.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. And as long as they're in charge, this kind of chronic crisis is going to continue. It's going to continue at WBAI. It's going to continue at KPFA. And that's what we, I think, all need to understand. It's time for this Pacifica board majority to resign.
Dan Coughlin, again, now with the Pacifica campaign, former director of Pacifica National News before he was fired. I can't remember what they actually did, but it was something like firing, I think, is probably the right word.
Yes.
Tomas, we're going to obviously continue this discussion. We're going to have a few additional guests in just a moment, in addition to you and Dan. But before we go there, I want to try to explain to some extent when Dan said professionalize, that is a term in media that implies that, of course, we haven't been professional in the past. And by not being professional, they may be implying that people on the air are too opinionated, or the opinions that they have are not the opinions that are currently being approved of by the board majority. And so this really takes us into the area of ideology. It's not just a power structure. It really is about politics and worldview. And I can only imagine that the board majority, as well as the current administrative staff of Pacifica, were upset with Amy about many things, including her interview with then-President Bill Clinton, in which she totally held his feet to the fire, though in a respectful manner spoke to the president and asked him hard questions. Is this something that the board majority would find to be exactly why Amy needs to either change her ways or leave? Is it really about her politics?
Well, I really can't tell the remaining board members. We haven't discussed the issue of professionalization per se, because we haven't been discussing much at all. The last board meeting was in March. There's been virtually no communication to the dissident board members, including no documentation of finances. We finally received a document on some financial stuff in a couple of weeks ago that I'm beginning to review, see if it's up to date. But in terms of professionalism, I think that there was certainly back when I came on the board back in 1999 and into 2000, there were clear elements that were driving change in Pacifica with a theme of professionalism. And that was a code word, as you say, that might mean different things to different people. To me, professionalism is precisely reflected in the kind of journalism that Amy and her staff and many of the programmers, including all of the programmers that I enjoy on KPFA, are doing, which is to seriously go out there and look for ways of presenting information that's not available to the public and present it in a fair, open way to give information. Many of the shows that you all do in the morning show go to the core of that. These are community events or shows or guests that are doing work in the community that need to be brought forth, that are not brought forth in the level of detail that's been brought forth in our network. And I think we should be proud of that professionalism, that serious commitment to the mission of Pacifica. Now, if professionalism means something else to other people, which might mean to get a certain type of sound in terms of the way that you do the intros and sort of entertaining the listener into keeping the dial tuned in a longer amount of time just by using different kinds of commercial tricks, because that's really what it's what that side of, quote, professionalism, and I don't consider that professionalism, is about. That's what the commercial stations try to do. They look at Arbitron ratings. They look at how can they get that listener to hang in there for another minute, you know, because another minute is another minute in your Arbitron ratings. It's another little notch that you go up in that meter that tells you how much you can get paid for your advertising dollars. And that cannot be the metric that drives Pacifica. I frankly don't know today what the majority board members think regarding that. I think that the whole situation has gotten so polarized, and already, you know, blaming those of us who have had objections with the way in which these changes were being brought about in Pacific over the last couple of years, that we're not focused on a serious discussion, and that serious discussion needs to occur, but it needs to occur under the leadership of a credible board. That means a board that has the credibility of the listeners, of the staff, of the different stations, that we're really looking at Pacifica as a network operating under its principles and its mission. And once we have that leadership in place, I am confident that we can begin to heal this network and put together policies and procedures that will get people operating in a safe, professional environment, doing the kind of work that we need to do in this network. But the first step has to be to put credible leadership on board.
Dan Coughlin, former director of Pacifica National News, we're going to have to let you go in a minute because we're hoping to open our phone lines to callers who are, I'm sure, going to want to join our discussion. But before we do that, I just wanted to go back to something you were saying earlier about how much this is being portrayed in the media as really demonizing Amy in a really bad way. And not only, it seems to me, do these attacks really go to her personally, but they go to her credibility as a journalist, which is really a devastating thing. But what I also seem to be noting is thinking back to the Time Magazine article from a few months ago, and I today got a story from Laura Flanders on Working for Change, on Working Assets website, that are very much in support of Amy and her work, that the her reputation as a journalist and the programs that she's been able to continue to produce during this crisis are such high quality that her reputation as a journalist is not being damaged in perhaps the way the Pacifica board or those on the board against her would like for her to be. So what's your view on that specifically from the New York area?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think in terms of her credibility as a journalist, it's her record speaks for itself compared to the record of the Pacifica National Board.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very similar to what happened in KPFA in the summer of 99 and spring and summer of 99, where you did see this campaign of vilification against KPFA staff and community, ranging from calling people violent or terrorists or old hippies or whatever epithets.
Racist.
Racist, exactly. These are the kind of arguments that the Pacifica National Board flings at its opponents to hide their own incompetence, their own malevolence, their own malfeasance, you know? And this is what has to be fought. And they're doing this to Amy now because she's the only one practically left at WBAI who does not support the current regime slavishly. And it's because of that that they're trying to ruin her credibility. But as you said, it's her record speaks for itself, her journalistic record. And I think also they try to do that, you know, to Larry Bensky or, or Robert Knight, who was just fired from WBAI, reporter Robert Knight. But both of those people won Polk Awards for their work, and so their reputations, their credibilities can't be easily tarnished. And I think it's the same thing with Amy in terms of her track record, both in the United States, internationally, Nigeria, East Timor, et cetera, speaks for itself, and her credibility speaks for itself. And that's why I think so many people around the country are rallying to the defense of KPFA or WBAI or Amy or reporters like that because of that clear record of achievement.
We're going to be joined right now by two members of the Pacifica campaign. Again, the Pacifica campaign is the community effort to overthrow this board majority, and it was launched by Juan Gonzalez, former co-host of Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. He left Democracy Now! In protest of how the staff of Democracy Now! And Amy specifically were being treated, and he launched this campaign. Joining us now, two of the staffers, Dennis Moynihan and Ursula Rudenberg. Ursula, Dennis, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You can hear me. Dennis Moynihan, you've been hearing, I hope you've been hearing this conversation that we've been having with Dan Coughlin and Tomas Moran. So let's start with you. Do you have any latest information about what actually is happening? We're being told that Amy Goodman and the staff of Democracy Now! Are engaged in a negotiation with Stephen Yasko, National Program Director of Pacifica Foundation, and Larry Drabkin, their attorney. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I would just say that as far as we know, we don't know much more than anyone else, but the folks are seeking a safe place to work, and there are at least three producers at WBAI who produce remotely over ISDN line. And they're all men. Gary Null is the most well-known of those three, but there seems to be some impasse with Pacifica management to give Democracy Now! The same opportunity to broadcast from a remote, safe location that these other men get. So I don't know what problem Pacifica management has other than needing to control Democracy Now! I know that Steve Yasko is at 202-841-1578, and people can ask him directly what they think at 202-841-1578.
I just wanted to decode a little bit of the techie talk. ISDN is a type of phone line that allows you to hear, as you just heard Dennis and Ursula, it sounds like they're in the same room with us when in fact they're across the country, and the sound quality is essentially perfect, and that is what Amy attempted to do on Tuesday by broadcasting Democracy Now! From a different facility where she was, and the staff of Democracy Now! Were in fact safe outside the warp of Utrice Lead, acting interim program station manager of WBAI.
Yeah, let me just throw in that, you know, one of the things I believe they're asking for is a stop to the harassment. And what we heard on WBAI local airwaves today was the morning show, which the SCAB replacements, Santiago Nieves and Paul D'Arienzo, inviting callers to comment on Amy Goodman's coverage of Mumia Abu-Jamal. And the attacks on her seem to have been set up by those two programmers. And people were given free rein to criticize Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! For what was incorrectly portrayed as biased coverage of the Mumia situation. And when people would call up Santiago or the show and criticize them, this is the level of professionalism that we heard this morning. They would hang up on the person and play the sound of a recording of a toilet flushing. And the host would say, well, Paul, we have to flush our systems now and again. And so that propriety of that kind of treatment you're hung up on and treated to some kind of low-grade Howard Stern toilet flushing. So that's what Utrice Lead and Bessie Wash are countenancing on the BII airwaves today. So while they're in negotiations looking for a safe place, her colleagues are back at WBAI slamming her in a most sophomoric way is just even too polite a way to say it.
Ursula, we're going to let you speak in just a minute, but we wanted to say thanks to Dan Coughlin, who joined us earlier, former PNN Pacifica Network News Director, for joining us. And we're also opening our phone lines to callers out there who want to join this discussion. Our phone number in the studio here is 510-848-4425, 510-848-4425. And we want to go to one of our callers right away. Danny Glover is on the line joining us this morning, I believe calling from San Francisco. Hi, Danny.
No, I'm not calling from San Francisco. I happen to be in New York right now.
Oh, well, good for you. How are you? And tell us your view on this whole situation.
Well, I certainly am appalled at what's happening here. A long-time supporter of particularly KPFA that I've been, and as Vince stated, the kind of really rude, kind of sophomoric kind of approach to dealing with people. I'm a strong advocate of a national progressive show and a national progressive agenda. Mm-hmm. That's what KPFA's history has been about.
Mm-hmm.
At a time right now when we're in a battle for the right to get information,
mm-hmm.
for the right to have information available to us. We need the kind of programming that has been historic on KPFA's airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
I know how important it is. It has been for the things that I've done, over the last 20-some-odd years,
mm-hmm.
To have that source of information, to have that resource available to an audience. And to not only do we deal with a national progressive agenda and show, it also deals with local leadership. One of the main problems in this country right now is that we don't uphold and uplift our local leadership in our communities and build a consensus around local leadership. So in a sense, we're talking about what's happening in terms of board. I'd love to be on the board of Pacifica.
Mm.
I'd love to be on the board of Pacifica. And because we need to have the kind of constructive dialogue to deal with all the issues that are important, the issues that don't get on the national agenda, the issues in our communities, the issues that affect the planet, the issues that affect poor countries, the issues that affect the widening gap between rich and poor, in not only in this country but in the world. Those issues have to be part of. That's where KPFA's agenda is. That's where its agenda has been historically.
Well, actor Danny Glover just made a great statement there. He's wanting to be on the board of the Pacifica National Board. So, Tomas Moran, how possible is that? Here's a great candidate with a good progressive history offering himself up to be a candidate for the board. Is that possible? I mean, should we start giving out the phone number for Bessie Wash and other people and saying we want to nominate Danny Glover to be on the national board?
Well, it definitely, Danny Glover, first, it's an honor to be on the air with him. I think it's precisely the type of person that needs to be on the national board, and we need to refocus, as I said before, the focus of the national board away from this bickering that's been happening all the last 2 years, and actually to pay attention to a serious debate of what progressive radio means, what progressive outreach in the issues that Danny was mentioning just now. How do we get a focus on enabling the management to create an environment so that the best journalists out there, the best people that do public affairs programming, the best people that do community programming, because as Danny Glover was saying, the communities, I've traveled up and down California here, and there's over 100 communities, I have to say, that I've met individually that depend and have depended, whether it's people doing local theater, or people at the gay and lesbian community, or people that are involved in folk music, grassroots music here, Oakland voice choirs that you've highlighted, Andrea. All of these people depend on having an outlet like KPFA, an outlet like Pacifica, to really pay attention to things that are not paid attention to by the main media. And I'd love to have Danny Glover on the board.
This is what our mission should be. I mean, our mission should be right there at a grassroots level. I mean, why would we want to be like any of the other kind of
commercial
stations and commercial radio? Why would we want to be some sort of radio talk show or something like this? This is where we should be at. This is where people need us.
Mm-hmm.
People need us right now at that place more than they've ever need us, because there's no other place to go.
Absolutely right.
There's no other place to go to talk about what's happening in the WTO and have people know and feel that they're a part of something. There's no other place to build a kind of agenda to deal with people's lives, to deal with their needs. There's no other place to go, and I'm adamant about that. I see it out here. If you take any of those board members, are they out in communities? What communities they are in? Are they in places like Boston? Are they in places where, in community and grassroots places where people are doing things? Are they reporting that? That's what I want to hear. I want to have people, how people are taking resources, how they are challenging what is happening here. They're challenging what's happening to the planet. They're challenging what's happening to the neighborhood. They're challenging what's happening in terms of opportunity. They're challenging what's happening in terms of education. They're challenging what's happening in terms of health care. That's what KPFA has to be about. It has to be the platform for those people to voice their feelings and encourage them. And not only encourage them, empower them. We have to empower people. With these board members, what are they doing? Who are they empowering?
I think they're avoiding the community as much as possible, some of them.
They've got a high-priced PR firm, so they've got a megaphone out there.
Election and what happened in the election, the national election, presidential election, but KPFA.
That's
you know,
right.
Nobody gave a voice or a place for to be heard. Other than KPFA.
That's right.
Well, Danny Glover, you've been in the streets and you've been in South Africa. I recall all of your work when apartheid was still the law of the land of South Africa, and you've been on KPFA, and I really want to thank you for your good works.
It was KPFA that talked about it. It was KPFA that gave me a platform to talk about apartheid, to talk about sanctions.
Well, I'm working right now. I'm getting somebody to get my Danny Glover for the National Board bumper stickers, like, printed up. So really want to thank you for voicing your opinion and letting us know how important this network and this station are to you, Danny.
It's essential. It's an important institution, and we have to protect it because it belongs to the people. It belongs to our community, and not only belongs to it's not even ours because it belongs to our future.
Mm-hmm.
And those who come after us.
Well, Danny Glover, I thank you very much for joining us, and we're going to move on. But again, thank you very much, and the bumper stickers are getting printed even as I speak, I'm sure. Thank you again. We're going to let another member of the Pacifica campaign get a word in edgewise here, Ursula Rudenberg, who is working with the campaign. Ursula, thank you for being patient, and tell us your hit on what this current twist of the Pacifica crisis means.
Oh, wow. I'm sitting here and I'm just stunned because I just heard on the air, like you did, that Danny Glover has offered to be in the National Board. And I think I'm speaking for myself, and I think I am speaking for the Pacifica campaign too, that this is incredibly exciting news. And I think that the vision he's talking about is really what the Pacifica campaign is all about. It's about rebuilding this network and helping it to recover from this terrible problem, this terrible conflict that's gone on for quite a while. It's very exciting to hear a strong, powerful voice talking about the future, talking about moving past this. And this is what the Pacifica campaign's about. We're supporting Free Speech Radio News, trying to keep this voice alive so there's something to bring back that's intact, that's about the Pacifica voice.
Well,
and I think I can speak for the whole campaign when I say this is great to be able to really talk about a positive future. This upcoming board, the board meeting is on the 12th of September. It's going to be on over the telephone. This is a very serious issue, and I'm really glad that Danny Glover is addressing this because we have current board members who seem to be trying to perpetuate the problem by bringing in more people that will just carry on the conflict.
That's right. Well, thank you, and stay with us. And we're going to also go to our first caller, listener caller out there. Bob is calling from Occidental. Bob, thank you so much for your patience. You're on the air. Well, maybe Bob's not on the air.
Maybe Bob went away.
Maybe he got a little tired of waiting. Well, maybe we could try the next caller in line, who is Gregory calling from Sebastopol. Are you there, Gregory?
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah. I think Danny Glover really struck a note, and he said something that I was thinking about. I've been a listener in the Bay Area for 15 years, and I think I can speak pretty much impartial for just listeners in general that the work that that KPFA does and all the sister stations is just incredible. And the fact that anybody would attack Amy Goodman, it's juvenile to say a great thing about it. I mean, there's just nothing that they can say. Amy is spectacular. She does her work. And if any of those six majority board members did half the work that Amy does to prepare a show, they'd probably have to quit their jobs and become a journalist and do something interesting. It's really sad. they're using this professionalism idea as a lever to undermine someone who is, like Thomas Moran said, completely professional. And they're abusing the word professionalism, actually. They're misusing it, and they're using it synonymous with corporatization. So, it's you know, I think I can speak for a lot of Bay Area listeners. We know what's happening. We're hip. We know that these people at the top are sitting there, and they just want to undermine real justice.
Gregory, we thank you very much for your opinion. Phone number here again is 510-848-4425. We're going to go to Sam in Palo Alto. Good morning, Sam.
Oh, wow. Well, Danny Glover, all those guys, hard act to follow. Well, I know that 2 years ago when the excrement really hit the rotating blades locally, I wasn't really aware of it till I tried to listen to Living Room one day and found jazz. Now, I like jazz, but, I mean, I really felt cut off, you know, adrift. And up until then, I had really taken KPFA for granted as just a given, as something I just tune into, you know, and it's there for me. And that was a real wake-up call for me. And to hear that it's spreading through the whole network and becoming even uglier up in New York is very, very scary to me. And I want to say, give my heartfelt and sincere gratitude and appreciation for all the work that people are doing to help keep this very important, this vital, as Mr. Glover said, essential institution going. And the toilet stuff that, I already forgot his name, was talking about...
Dan Coughlin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Was talking about... I mean, that's the stuff I tuned to KPFA to get away from,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
well, we really want to thank you for your call and yep. for your loyalty to this station, Sam. Really appreciate you joining us with that comment today. Tomas Moran, I wanted to bring up another point that hasn't really been addressed, but every year when we do our fundraisers, the amount of money that when I've sat in and sort of co-hosted during the pitching, when Amy has done it here just specifically for KPFA, the response from listeners in terms of donations has been tremendous. And it seems to me that that also has not been addressed, how much, how key Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Is to the fundraising efforts of the Pacifica Network and the stations in particular. Any comments on that?
Well, Andrea, it's ironic because we hear from the reports from the board majority, which I'm afraid is through funny accounting, that Amy actually doesn't pull her weight in dollars, and we know that that's not the case. At least in the KPFA area, we know what money is raised during her slot. But more importantly than that, you know, it's not all about money. So let's be clear that Amy is an incredible fundraiser for the Pacifica Network, but it is more than that. The Pacifica Networks is here to say to the listener, pay for this because you value our resource being here. We all say it. It's not just about Amy's show. It is about the shows that are here locally, day in and day out, during the week, the entire 24 hours of the day. So money is one thing, and we need to counteract the rumors that Amy doesn't pull her weight in terms of fundraising, which we know not to be the case. That's funny accounting. But we also need to pay attention to the fact that what's valuable about the Democracy Now! Show is the content. That is what is valuable about anything that we have on this network. I also wanted to respond briefly, you know, to the comment about this meeting on September 12th, which has been called by the...
it's a teleconference, right?
It's a teleconference, and I think that all I want to say about that right now, because that meeting is still sort of up in the air in terms of, is it happening, how is it happening, it needs to be an open meeting, and so forth. But any meeting of the board that happens from here on out, we have an opportunity, there's a choice to be made, and it is either to load up the board in the way that it was attempted in July, so that the board looks less credible, and it is more of the listeners realizing that there is an intention to continue to rule by fiat, or we can look at making the board more credible, to making the board into a board that can actually begin to get sensible policies out there, help upper management not make the kind of mistakes and the kind of actions that have been taken, but rather move this network forward. So I am hopeful that that the board members realize that we're engaged in this deadly battle that is damaging the network, spending tons of money in security systems, in PR firms, in legal fees, and so forth, and we're headed for a trial date in January, or we can look at creating a credible leadership on the board and moving to resolve this problem within our walls. And I'm hopeful that the sooner that we get to that, the better off we'll be.
Again, Tomas Moran is a member of the Pacifica National Board minority, the so-called dissidents on the board, numbering 5 to the majority, numbering 6. Joining us on the phone right now is Kelia Ramirez, who is in the KPFA News Department. Good morning, Kelia.
Good morning, Philip. It is time for KPFA to take an activist stand in support of Amy. I'm calling on anybody who can hear this to call KPFA and demand that Pacifica Network News be dropped immediately, Free Speech Radio News be put in its place. We need to repudiate this illegitimate board. Lead is the illegitimate installation of the illegitimately installed Bessie Wash and Steve Yasko, who come from this illegitimately constituted board. They have no authority because they're illegitimate. They are breaking the law by creating and ratifying the creation of an unsafe workplace at WBAI. Goodness knows what laws they may be breaking with the finances. We hope we'll find that out one of these days. We've got to do, as Juan Gonzalez said, turn up the heat, drop PNN. They want to come after us. Let them fight a two-front war during the slow news time of the summer. They're going to find themselves right back on the front pages, which is where they don't want to be.
Thanks for that call, Kelia Ramirez of the KPFA News Department. And we also, to that end, thought we could give out some phone numbers that listeners might be interested in, with the number to direct to Latrice Lead, who is the head of WBAI at this point, 212-209-2820, 212-209-2820 for Utrice Lead. Bessie Wash, the head, what is she?
Executive director.
Thank you, these titles, I get a little confused. Bessie Wash, executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. Her number is 202-588-0999, 588-0999 in the 202 area code. And acting board chair of the Pacifica board, Ken Ford's number is 202-822-0228. Let's go to our next caller, and also we should say our phone number here in the studio again, 510-848-4425. Our next caller is Carlos on the line from San Ramon. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, thank you for this program. I have a question and two very brief comments. The question is, what are the chances of hosting Amy's program from KPFA, whether they move here temporarily or whether they do via ISDN? And you can answer that after the call. The comments are, first of all, I want to congratulate Tomas Moran, whom I know personally, and all the minority members on the board and everybody that is struggling so hard. This is a very, very, it takes a lot of energy and time, and it really respects those people. The last comment is, you may not be able to say it, but I can say it as a listener. I urge all listeners to go to the website and donate money for the people that are doing the legal campaign, the
Pacifica campaign,
the suits against the majority board.
Carlos, which website are you referring to?
I'm referring to the Save Pacifica, www.savepacifica.net, I believe it is.
That's it. Okay.
And I encourage, I know you professionally cannot say that, but I can say it as a listener. I urge everybody to donate a little bit of money every month. That's what I'm doing, a little bit of money every month, until the suits are completely, the whole legal process is completely resolved the way we want it. It's very, very crucial, and thank you so much for your work.
I want to actually get Dennis Moynihan back into the answer Carlos's question. In fact, on Tuesday, day before yesterday, Amy Goodman and the Democracy Now! Crew produced a program that we aired. We were one of the few stations that aired it at 9 o'clock Tuesday morning from a remote location. It was a perfectly good program, I mean, from a technical point of view, and of course the content was superb as usual. Dennis, there is no problem with Amy being able to produce a program from a studio in Lower Manhattan or a studio at KPFA, whatever. The problem is that Pacifica refuses to allow her to do that and insists that she produce her program from the studios of WBAI. Isn't that it?
Right, or any place they could set up where she could be effectively harassed and physically assaulted, I suppose. It would be fine with them. I would also encourage people to get a pen ready. I know Ursula has some other phone numbers of some key decision makers. I think ultimately, before the end of time, enough phone numbers could be directed to Eutrice and Bessie to get them to cave, but there are some other people who might be more susceptible to public comment, and so if Ursula could jump in with those phone numbers, that would be great.
Okay, well, we'll give Ursula a chance to do that and give people a chance to get out their pencils, but Dennis, Pacifica specifically is forbidding Amy and Democracy Now! From producing their program outside WBAI for now. That's
right.
The standoff.
Yep.
That's the negotiation.
Yeah, that's it. It's from a non-Pacifica facility, as far as I understand. Is that so? Maybe if KPFA stepped up and demanded or offered their studios, then that would be an end run around their rhetorical harassment of Amy and the rest of the staff. But I think it is right. There is what I understand a technically superior production facility that's been opened up, because as this is a mass movement. I know, speaking from the Pacifica campaign, we have an overwhelming number of people who are offering not only donations, but also professional services, their creativity, their time. And so certainly the Democracy Now! Staff has been given a number of opportunities to broadcast from other places. So this is an example of clear-cut harassment. And I would say, like I said earlier, that other producers Gary Null, Armin DeMille, Bob Henley, the so-called I don't know what he is, New Jersey correspondent for PNN. They all have ISDN. Bob, I believe, has an ISDN that's been installed for him by Pacifica, and he broadcasts from home. So, what is it that these men? Why do they receive this special treatment? And is it that Amy Goodman, as Laura Flanders wrote yesterday, well, why does she have to be the battered wife of WBAI?
Ursula, if I could just ask you to hang on to those phone numbers. We definitely want to give them out, but we're going to wrap up in just a minute and give out a lot of phone numbers and information for people to donate, to call, et cetera. But I wanted to try to get in one more listener caller, Raziel on the line from Oakland. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad that this call is coincidental with the issue being discussed. And it's been important to make the point all along that discussion of ratings or money really obfuscates the real issue here. I'd just like to know how we as subscribers who might not be on the internet and who don't have a lot of money can send our pledges directly to KPFA, so that KPFA can use it at its discretion. I think that's a really important thing to discuss at this point, directly to KPFA.
Well, I just want to say two things. One thing is, when I brought up the issue of how much Amy does for fundraising, it was not to sort of say that that's more important than the content of the show, but rather to sort of point out that the content is so strong and so supported by listeners that the other end of it, which is the reason we stay on the air, is because we do do it because it's a listener-supported station. I didn't want that, especially because in the past it's also been said that Amy has refused to do fundraising for the network, et cetera. And the reality is that not only is she always willing to do it in the past, but that she's been quite successful at doing that. So I just wanted to add that to the list of reasons why she is so valuable to Pacifica, though they don't seem to see it that way. As far as donating directly to KPFA, I'm not sure that anything is set up for that right now in terms of fundraising. There are sometimes events that we put on. Philip, help me with this, it can be more specifically to KPFA, but that's not what the fund drives are about?
Well, it's a long and murky road to try to do what Raziel in Oakland wants to do. I realize that she indicated that she's maybe not on the internet, so giving her a website is not going to help. Dennis, or maybe Ursula, is there a phone number?
Can I jump in?
Okay, Tomas.
One second, because I think as a fiduciary officer, I can't talk about any alternative way. What I would encourage is I would hope that we would open up the lines of communication to the upper management, that they need to de-escalate this and not for us to figure out so much a way of going around this, but for Amy to broadcast as she need to be broadcasting from the place that she needs to be broadcasting from. And for the board, the message to the board should be, again, to help create a credible board that can lead the Pacifica network out of this mess that we're in. And I'm going to have to leave now. Take my daughter to the daycare and head off to work. So okay. Thank you very much for your
Tomas,
show. Okay?
Tomas Moran does have a life outside.
And, Tomas, you should definitely let your family know that we understand the toll it's taking on your, not just you personally, but on everybody in your family, that being in the middle of this particular storm is not fun for anyone, and I appreciate the fact that they're making sacrifices as well.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you.
Ursula, why not give a website for the Pacifica campaign and then a phone number for those that are not not on the internet, and then maybe we have time for a few more phone numbers from you as well.
Okay. The website for the Pacifica campaign is www.pacificacampaign.org. That's simply our name, pacificacampaign.org, and our 800 number is 800-797-6229. That's 797-6229. And I have just a few more numbers I'd like to give out, if that's okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. And I also would like to also, before I do that, real briefly, remind listeners as well that as well as confronting board members, the Pacifica campaign does endorse a boycott against the present board of directors of the Pacifica campaign, and that currently, as much as I understand the listener's desire to give money to KPFA, she really does have to understand that at the way it is set up now, the money she gives will go to the very people that are destroying the network. A significant portion of it. They will be in control of it.
The rest of us actually pays my paycheck, Andrea's paycheck, and others. So this is an area that we need to discuss.
I would like to give out two more phone numbers. I think it would be very helpful if people would call Wendell Johns. Wendell Johns is also a member of the Pacifica National Board who has been supporting the actions of Bessie Wash and Ken Ford. His number is 202-752-5355 or 202-244-6934. And people could call Jerry Howard, who is Ken Ford's employer at the National Home Builders Association. Ken Ford is presently the only executive member of the National Board, and that number is 800-368-5242, extension 251.
And what would you like people to say when calling Ken Ford's boss? I mean, that's sometimes what people ask us is, well, what should we be asking them?
I understand. Tell them that have Jerry Howard tell Ken Ford that he must resign from the National Board, that by staying on and continuing to report legitimate protesters to the FBI and continuing the harassment of the network's best journalists, that he is damaging the reputation of the NAHB, and that we would prefer not to have involved a larger context, but at this point there is no speaking with Ken Ford, and at this point it is important that Jerry Howard tell Ken Ford he must resign and get out of this mess.
Well, on that note, we are going to have to step away to make room for Music of the World, which is coming up in just 1 minute. But I really want to thank all of our guests who've joined us on this program today. Dan Coughlin, former director of Pacifica Network News. We also heard from Tomas Moran, a dissident member of the board of directors of Pacifica. You just heard from Ursula Rudenberg, who is part of the Pacifica campaign, as well as Dennis Moynihan of the Pacifica campaign. And we really want to thank all all the callers who participated as well. Did I forget anyone, Philip?
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover was one of the callers. I was lumping him in there, but he was an extra special caller. Thanks to Philip Maldry. Thanks for Amy Pomerleau for volunteering to do this engineering on this program, and Lisa Rothman and Matt Martin, who really helped to lay the groundwork for it. I'm Andrea Lewis, and we really want to thank you all for continuing to support the network and the mission to return it to its original mission. You are listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and